How Reading Changed My Life, Anna Quindlen. I had a lovely childhood in a lovely place. The neighborhood where I grew up was the sort of place in which people dream of raising children. A small but satisfying spread of center hall colonials, old roses, and quiet roads. We walked to school, wandered wild in the summer. We knew everyone and all their brothers and sisters, too. Some of the people I went to school with still live there. Yet, there was always in me the sense that I ought to be somewhere else, and wander I did, although in my everyday life I had nowhere to go and no imaginable reason on earth why I should want to leave. I wandered the world through books. I went to Victorian England in the pages of Middlemarch and A Little Princess, and to St. Petersburg before the fall of the Tsar with Anna Karenina. I went to Tara and Manderley and Thornfield Hall, all those great houses with their high ceilings and high drama, as I read Gone with the Wind, Rebecca, and Jane Eyre. When I was in eighth grade, I took a scholarship test for a convent school, and the essay question began with a quotation, "It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known." Later, over a stiff and awkward lunch of tuna fish salad, some of the other girls at my table were perplexed by the source of the quotation and what it meant, and I was certain at that moment that the scholarship was mine.